NA1SS. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is K6DUE, Greenbelt, Maryland, calling on schedule. Over. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is K6DUE, calling. Over. NA1SS, this is K6DUE. I copy you loud and clear, Ron. How me? Very good, thank you. I'm going to turn things over to the school and let them begin their questions. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Jennifer. If you could capture an image on canvas from outer space, what would it be? Over.
Well, welcome aboard the International Space Station. Can you repeat your question? I did not hear it.
Go ahead again.
Hello. Hello, my name is Jennifer. If you could capture an image on canvas from outer space, what would it be? Over.
Hi, Jennifer. If I can capture an image from outer space, what would it be? Is that correct?
That's correct. Over.
Well, that's a good question. I'm not sure. There's a lot of things I'd like to capture. You know, every time we look out the window and we see the beautiful Earth, there's thousands of pictures every day that I wish I could take. It's just every moment is more beautiful than the next. So it would be really, really hard to pick one part of the Earth or one scene. You know, we have pictures of the ocean, pictures of the land, the stars, the aurora, the lightning storms below, the different weather that we see, the sunsets, the sunrises. It's all beautiful.
Hello, my name is Mamriz. Why did you become an astronaut? Over.
Well, when I was a little kid, I saw the first one. It inspired me to study math and science and to become a pilot. And so it's something that I always wanted to do since I was a young child.
Hello, my name is Micah. When you were training to become an astronaut, was there anything you had to work especially hard on? Over.
Well, Micah, we do a lot of different training in simulators, a lot of classroom activity. You know, we fly aircraft to keep our skills. We study the system right now in many different countries throughout the world.
Hello, my name is Freddy. Do you, as a crew, as crew members, ever get any feeling of the speed as you're traveling whilst in orbit?
Now I am in the service module of the International Space Station, and there's six windows looking down at the Earth. And as I'm talking to you, I can see the Earth moving by at 7 kilometers per second. So it's you definitely get, when you look down at the Earth, you definitely have the feeling of the speed that you're traveling. If you realize that you know you were just over Chicago and now you're over Spain, and it seems like just a few minutes ago. You know, you really get that sensation. But if you're not looking out the window or you're not keeping track of where you are on the ground, then there really is no sensation of motion.
Hello, my name is Jane. How do you cope if you get in the space? Over.
Jane, I'm sorry, can you repeat your question?
How do you cope if you get ill in space? Over.
I'm sorry, how do you cope if you get sick in space? Is that correct?
Yeah. Over.
Well, we each get training in some limited medical training. We have medicines on board. We have different medical equipment on board in the case of emergency. So we would treat ourselves. We have a launch here in about 15 hours of our next group of crew members that will join us. And one of the crew members, Satoshi Fukawa from Japan, is a medical doctor. So it'll be nice to have him on board in that case.
Yeah. What's the strangest thing you've seen or experienced in space? Over.
All right, Kara, let me think about that one. But as I'm thinking about it, because we're probably going to lose communications here in a second, I just, you know, after I flew on the Space Shuttle Discovery 3 years ago, and after our flight, we got the privilege of visiting Northern Ireland and touring around and going to some of the schools there, and it was a very, very wonderful experience. I wanted to make sure that you all knew how much I appreciate the hospitality when we were in Northern Ireland a couple of years ago. And the weirdest thing, I think probably one of the weirdest things, or maybe the most beautiful thing, is the other night I was in the the cupola, and when I opened up the shutters of the cupola, I could see the aurora and you know, the southern lights, and it was just absolutely spectacular. I've seen them before, but not like this. They were very, very close, and it seemed like just waves of dancing luminescent vapor, and it was just absolutely incredible.
We've got 350 left.
Hello, my name is Jason. How do you go to the toilet, and where does the waste go? Over.
Well, Jason, you know, on Earth, we use gravity to help us when we go to the bathroom, but basically, to make a long story short, anything that we use gravity for on Earth, we replace with basically air current. So we have fans that pull waste away from our body, and ultimately the solid waste gets burned up in a cargo ship as it comes back in the atmosphere, and the urine we recycle and drink, turning yesterday's coffee into today's coffee.
Hello, it's Jason again. What phases go to?
That, you know, it's really, you know, a sobering thought to think that we're all, you know, riding on this thing together. And I wish everybody could see that and see how we're all, you know, on the same, what I like to call fragile oasis going through the universe.
Hello, my name is Jahan. What is it like sleeping on the International Space Station, and do you have any difficulties with it? Over.
Very hard to get used to, but once I got used to it, it's very peaceful and very comfortable. Because unlike on Earth, where you're constantly tossing and turning because, you know, something is pressing into you in an uncomfortable way, in space there are no pressure points and you're just simply floating, and it's a really nice, peaceful sleep.
Hello, my name is Laura. What career path have you taken to be an astronaut? Over.
Well, Laura, there's many different walks of life that are possible to become an astronaut through, many different paths. You know, we have, you know, scientists and engineers and pilots and teachers and medical doctors, you know, very, very many different types of career paths that have led people to become astronauts. I think what they all have in common is they really enjoyed what they did, they really loved the work that they were doing, and they became the very best they could be at those professions.
Hi, it's Jennifer again. How do you relax on board the International Space Station? Over.
Jennifer, I'm sorry, how do we like what on the International Space Station?
How do you relax on board the International Space Station? Over.
How do we relax? We have movies that we can watch. Probably the best way to relax is just to simply look out the window and see our beautiful Earth. But we, you know, we have movies. We have the possibility to connect to the Internet so we could communicate with families and friends. We have a phone that we can use to call people. We can try and record our journey, if you will, our mission. I've got a website where I'm sending out blogs at fragileoasis.org. So I try and keep everybody up to speed with what we're doing on board, and that's one of the ways that I help to relax.
Got about 30 seconds left.
Hello, it's Mammers again. What do you do for entertainment on board the ISS? Over.
Well, besides, you know, looking out the window in movies and things like that, you know, just we like to have meals together when we're not too busy. You know, there's an awful lot of work to do up here, but whenever we can, we like to, you know, spend time together as a crew.
Okay, that's Michael again. How do you keep the space station clean? Over.
Lost him over the horizon.